The $1 trillion infrastructure bill, once signed into law by the president, will pour an astounding $17 billion into Illinois for all kinds of projects, with the prospects of billions more from grants along the way. An astounding $17 billion. Christmas coming early for Illinois, apparently. Let's find out where it's going to be spent and how it's going to affect all of us. Lynn Sweet is joining the program now. Thank you, Lynn, for the time today.
Well, good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on.
So we hear bridges and roads, the big stuff. Can you break it down how we're going to notice this, where it's going to be spent? That's a lot of money.
Well, you won't notice it right away because it takes time to spend money and to get projects ready. I think where you might see it first is on extensions of ongoing projects funded through a state program that Governor J.B. Pritzker has in his capital improvement program, because they have projects that are either pending or about to become shovel ready. Some things will have to be started, in a sense, almost from scratch compared to just improving or expanding or fixing roads, bridges. If you're trying to make, as one of the intentions of the program is, all the CTA terminals, improvements to the disabled. You know, the CTA has a program going on now, but this would give more money to get more done. I would think one of the most interesting things that is happening on our watch is the expansion and the growth of the electric charging industry. Mm-hmm. Now, the state is doing something already. There has been some plans in the Illinois General Assembly and the governor's office. But one of the things in this bill is a major initiative to have charging stations all over the place, so people have what's called range anxiety if they choose to get electric cars, because right now people just don't drive them long distances unless they have assurances that they won't run out of charge. Then there are just things that are so important, particularly to Chicago and Cook County, and that is to replace the lead pipes that are all over the place and that have an impact on our drinking water. So that's just a sample of some of the things that are in the bill. Oh, one other quick thing, improving and increasing broadband access so it's as common and affordable as electricity.
That's interesting. I want to get back to that. I'm very familiar with range anxiety, by the way, because I have an electric vehicle, and we did a remote out in the suburbs. I think it was Bolingbrook, and I offered to give Richard Roper, one of your colleagues at the Sun-Times, a ride home. And I said, "Sure, Rich, I'll give you a ride home." And we ended up in a Walmart parking lot because at the end of the day, we ran out of charge, Lynn, and it was very difficult to make it all the way back to the city. But it is interesting just to see how you have to plan your trips right now around where those charging stations are, and with all of those new tax rebates the state and the United States government plans to put forward to encourage electric vehicle purchases. You just hope with that many on the road, you're going to need that infrastructure.
Not to use our whole time on EV, but it's also a big growth industry in Illinois. There are places that are doing research and development in places that you might not have heard of that I hope to be writing about in the future time. But when you talk about making a trip, it's not just that you didn't, so you found your way to the Walmart parking lot, but what if all the charging stations were busy? Then all of a sudden, a trip from Bolingbrook to downtown that might take an hour could just become a major time killer. And it's a disincentive. So, I think that's pretty important, but there are things that I think are much needed things for people of all economic strata. And I think one of the things that we have to think about, it's transmission lines, it's broadband, it's improving just equity issues as who gets what. There are provisions in the bill to see if you could reunite or do something about some neighborhoods divided by highways. I'm not sure exactly how that would work. There's money in there to deal with airport terminals that have sagging infrastructure, too. And then there are some programs that aren't exactly things that you build or make. There is an interesting plan, some interesting plans to increase vehicle safety provisions. Congressman Jan Schakowsky had input on a provision in the bill calling for, within 3 years, new motor vehicles to be equipped with some kind of advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology. I'm not sure exactly how it would work, and maybe it is all a work in progress, but these are the kinds of research and development projects that are also in the bill.
Lynn, I just want to be only about less than a minute left here, but you mentioned broadband access, improving that. One of the things we noticed in terms of equity during the pandemic was that your access to good internet connection or any internet connection became a great divider, particularly for students. What is it that this will do? How will they improve it in neighborhoods to make sure that everybody will have it? Is that what the goal is here?
The goal is to make it ubiquitous and affordable. So you wouldn't have to. President Biden does use but he tells a story of people sitting in cars doing homework in front of Walmart or Starbucks, right, in order to get broadband. I think if this works and we have this conversation 5 years from now, we would be laughing about having it to worry about getting broadband access, as if it were no different than walking into any room in any building and turning on a light.
Yeah, you hope so. Lynn, thanks for the update this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Thank you.